This church doesn't have a creed. The members here are not required to believe particular articles of faith. And our service doesn't follow a liturgical calendar. And we regularly dip into and steal the wisdom from other faith systems and alter them to suit what we want. And this coming-of-age service is a perfect example of this. It's directed towards young people as they begin secondary school. Family members, friends, and our community come to celebrate young people who've grown up here with us. And the service marks the beginning of their journey to becoming independent adults. And the girls today decided to sign our membership book, but I would have asked them if they wanted to do that. And they're not signing as official voting members of the church. That is reserved to being an adult. In the months leading up to the service, we met regularly, and we tried to tell the girls something about other faith systems. This is to give them an appreciation that people are different. The religion you're born with is more to do with chance of where you were born than actual decisions we make. People hold different beliefs about religion, and we don't all think alike. And we try to tell them that we welcome and believe in diversity, that it shouldn't be just tolerated. It should be welcomed, respected, and celebrated. We tell them a little bit about Unitarianism, but this information is not heavily emphasized. I'm sure if a Unitarian historian were to ask girls about Unitarian history, they wouldn't pass with flying colors. And they're not meant to, because our job is not to fill their minds with facts about a particular religion. And it's certainly never to try and impose beliefs on them. Our role as helpers to educate our children was beautifully put 200 years ago by William Ellery Channing. He was a Unitarian minister in Boston, and around 1820, he wrote probably the first catechism for children. And this is what he said the aim of religious education is, and I think he got it right. He said, the great end in religious education is not to stamp our minds on the young, but to stir up their minds. It's not to give them a definite amount of knowledge, but to inspire in them a love of truth. It's not to bind them with our prejudices to our ideas, but to encourage them to impartial, conscientious judging of whatever subject they encounter. It's not to impose religion on them, but to awaken their conscience and their moral discernment. In a word, he said, the great end in religious education is to awaken their soul. And when you heard the beautiful things the parents have said to their daughters today, they all talked about kindness. I think we didn't do a bad job in awakening their soul and their conscience. So far. Our wish for Lena, Tara, and Bella is that you live a life that is thoughtful, honest, and respectful of other people. That you don't follow the crowd. That you always remain true to yourself and to what you believe is true. And sometimes doing what you know to be right isn't easy. You know, you have to be willing to stand out. This service is an opportunity for the parents to speak to their child, to share something with us of their journey as parents. And that's always beautiful. And even if the girls were a little bit embarrassed today and a little bit nervous about what the parents are going to say to them, I tell you, in years to come, you will treasure and remember those words. You're right. For the wider church community, there's a tinge of sadness in this service because we know that it marks a time in their young lives when they're going to leave the world of coming to church with their parents and build their life that will probably be outside of this church. And while we will miss them, we hope that we have given them roots and that they will come back to us in time when they need us, and we will be here for them. A few moments ago, I presented the girls with kites. The book tokens, as I said, are fairly obvious what they're for. But these kites are to symbolize family life and how it develops and changes. As young children, children need the conscious, constant help and guidance from parents. And when children are very young, they think mum and dad are gods, and everything they say is absolute truth. Mum said it, dad said it, it's true. But children are not to stay like that the whole time. They're not meant to. It is the job of parents to give their children roots and then allow them to become independent. And it is the job of the children to make sure that they become independent. That's when the teenage years kick in, and they can be a little bit challenging for parents. Suddenly your child goes from thinking you're God to thinking you're not very clever. Slightly embarrassing. But funnily enough, in a few years, they think you have matured remarkably well. And the kite symbolizes this, because for the kite to reach its potential, it must be allowed to take to the wind and reach for the sky. And to remain in the air, the kite must be held by hands that are sensitive, strong, and most of all, wise. The owner of the hands must judge when to keep a firm hold and when to allow the strings to loosen. And the owners of the hands must also be there to pick up the kite when it takes a tumble and then to find the courage to let it fly again. They will need to develop the art of knowing when to speak out and when to say nothing. And I know the older parents who have been through all of this will have sympathy with you and wish you luck. But we would remind the parents that even in the rockiest times, that you can depend on and trust in the roots you have provided for your child. Usually in the end, everything does work out fine. And remember, you have care of them, but you can't give them your own thoughts. They have their own thoughts and ideas. And sometimes when the kite falters, it takes a tumble. We all tumble from time to time. And that too is part of life. It's how we learn things. And when we tumble, girls, what you need is three types of bone: backbone, elbow, and a funny bone. We all need backbone in our life. We need it to live up to our ideals and to do what is right. We need backbone to get through difficult times, and we need backbone to stand up for what we know and believe to be true. We need backbone to resist going along with ideas that are popular but are just unkind or unjust. And I think that's one of the things our young people have to learn with that we didn't have on social media, you know. There's no need to be unkind. And we need elbow for elbow grace. Because anything worth achieving takes effort. Very little ever gets done by talking about it and hoping it'll work out. It needs lots of elbow grease, not just good luck and talent. Remember that the greatest, most daunting projects come to fruition by taking one step at a time and seeing the project through to completion. And that needs backbone and elbow grease. So whatever you do in life, girls, give it plenty of elbow. And one of the most useful bones to have in life is the old funny bone. Because life is ridiculous, absurd, challenging, daunting, and wonderful even in the worst of times. And it's always better when there is laughter and fun. And seeing the funny side is often the most useful thing we can do in a situation. So to end our address, I have lovely words, not in any definite order, from Dr. Seuss, that great philosopher of childhood. Lena, Tara, Bella. You've brains in your head, you've feet in your shoes, you can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, you know what you know, and you are the ones who'll decide where to go. And when you're alone, there's a very good chance you'll meet things that scare you right out of your pants. There's some down the road between hither and yon that can scare you so much you won't want to go on. So be sure when you step with care and with tact, and remember that life's a great balancing act. And you will succeed. You will indeed, 98.75% guaranteed. Kids, you'll move mountains. Oh, the places you'll go. Today's your day. Your mountain is waiting. And get on your way. Congratulations, Lena, Tara, Bella. Today is your day. Enjoy it.